Hare Krishna. So in previous verses, Krishna glorified Jnani, saying that Jnani is very, very dear to my heart. Why? Because he's free from material desires and he just wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, when this statement was made, a question might come that when will this Jnani come to the point of complete surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna? When will he become a devotee? This is the question. And now Krishna is going to answer this question in shloka number 19. So let's see that.
Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevah sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabah.
So here Krishna is saying that bahunam janmanam ante, after many, many births and deaths, jnanavan mam prapadyate, the one who is actually in knowledge, that person will mam prapadyate, will surrender on to me. And what will be his conclusion? Vasudevam sarvamiti. He will surely be knowing that Vasudeva, Krishna, is everything, is the cause of all causes. Sa mahatma sudurlabha. Such a great soul is very, very rare. So here it is said, how long will it take for a jnani to surrender onto the lotus feet of Krishna? Many, many births. This is what is the answer that Krishna is giving here. Let's see some aspects in detail now. The living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals, after many, many births, may actually become situated in transcendental pure knowledge that Supreme Personality of Godhead is ultimate goal of spiritual realization. So after a long practice of various things, various rituals given in the Vedic scriptures, various other procedures those are given, finally the person will come to this conclusion that Krishna is everything. So this is a very important point to understand. So now we saw in that particular shloka the four categories of people who surrender to Krishna. That is Artho, the ones who are distressed, Jigyasu, the ones who are inquisitive, Artharthi, the ones who are in need of some material gain. So all of them have to finally come to the stage of Jnani, where they are searching for the absolute truth. Now even after coming to this level of Jnani, it's not done. The person has to become a devotee. And the person will become a devotee after many, many births of performing various rituals. That's what is the point that is given here. In the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism, but when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in spiritual life and that these activities constitute devotional service. Many times people have this misconception that devotional service means detachment. Devotional service means greater attachment to Krishna. And when that attachment is there, automatically detachment will happen. But then when someone focuses a lot on detachment and does not focus on attachment, what happens? The person actually goes towards impersonalism, saying that Lord is impersonal. So it's very important to understand that when we are practicing devotional service, we focus a lot on attachment than detachment. So here it is given that realizing this, realizing whom? Realizing that these activities constitute devotional service, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders to Him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything, that He is the cause of all causes, that this material manifestation is not independent from Him. He realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness and realizes that everything there is a relationship with Supreme Lord. So this is a very nice point that is mentioned. So finally he comes to a conclusion. What is that conclusion? That Krishna is the cause of all causes. Everything that is there in this world is because of Lord Sri Krishna. And what else? The material manifestation is not independent from Him. Many times people say that nature is everything. If nature is everything, then we have to ask a question, whose nature it is? Normally when we say it is His nature, so whose nature it is? It is nature of Krishna. So nature, the material nature, is not independent of Krishna. It is always dependent on Krishna. He is the one who makes the material nature work. He sets the nature into action. And another important thing to understand is that this material world is actually a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. We have discussed this in detail in previous videos. So whatever we see here is a perverted reflection of the spiritual realm. So this point is also very clearly understood by the person who surrenders to Krishna after many, many lifetimes. So it is given here that thus he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudev or Shri Krishna. Such a universal vision of Vasudev precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna as the highest goal. Such surrendered great souls are very rare. Now, after understanding all this, that how Krishna is great, how he is the cause of all causes, finally the person comes to the conclusion that yes, he is everything and I should surrender unto him. And finally surrenders. So in this way we understand that such people are very rare. See, here the word is used as durlabha. Durlabha means rare. But a su is added to it. Su durlabha means very, very rare. Now, a person who is worshipping Lord Krishna with full faith and devotion, such people are extremely rare. And guess what? All the ones, you know, who are taking very great interest in understanding Bhagavad Gita by watching these videos, all of them belong to this category. In fact, I would say much, much greater than this category of jnanis. Why? Because after doing many, many rituals, after doing various procedures given in Vedic scriptures, person finally comes to the stage and have the confidence and faith saying, chanting of the holy names is what will help me to attain the ultimate destination. So people are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, are extremely rare. This is what is the point that we understand here. So if this verse is clearly understood, automatically we will become very fired up in devotional service. After many, many lifetimes, now please understand, after many, many, many lifetimes, the person comes to the conclusion that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, I should surrender on to Krishna, I want to attain Krishna this lifetime, and the person takes to the process of chanting the holy names very, very seriously. And we all belong to this category as of now. We all are trying. We all are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. We are trying to hear these videos, read the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, associate with devotees, honor prasadam. So when we are doing all this, one thing is very clear, that we have got a golden opportunity in this golden age. So taking this very seriously, very, very sincerely, is what we have to do. And only those people who understand how great this opportunity is will become very serious. And they are the ones who will actually march towards the ultimate destination. And finally, before giving up this body, they will attain the ultimate goal, that is Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way, here in this verse, Krishna is talking about those jnanis who are going to attain that understanding and finally surrender on to Krishna after many, many lifetimes. But indirectly, this verse also talks about the devotees, that how great the devotees are as compared to jnanis. The devotees who are completely surrendered to Krishna, the devotees who are always aiming to attain Krishna, to serve Krishna with full faith, devotion and love. So after having spoken about this, we should get a question. We should get a question that, okay, Krishna described over four categories of people who don't surrender unto him. And four categories of people who surrender unto him. But there are some people who don't belong to either of the two big categories. So they are not atheistic. They are not worshipping Krishna. They are not surrendered to Krishna. They are worshipping different Devi Devtas. What about them? What is going to happen to them? And how come they are worshipping demigods? So these will be answered in the next few shlokas by Krishna himself. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.